to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Good morning, everybody out there in the virtual world and here as well. That was my chime. God, it is so good to be here once again. It's good to be back in person again, seeing new faces. Thank you so much for your music. It is just amazing, as life is amazing. So one of the things that I talk about is being a human being is a wonderful, wonderful thing. We are created so magnificently. We are created so magnificently with so many different gifts. I mean, it's amazing to me, this thing called life. You know, I was an optician many, many years ago, and going through school, I learned that the cornea, the front of the eye, there are seven layers to the cornea. It's like, this is just amazing. And the heart beats without us thinking about it. And so we have so many different gifts. And one of the gifts I love to talk about is the gift of choice. The gift of choice. See, a tree cannot choose to be anything else but a tree, which is great. So it says being a tree, you know, and it's taken care of naturally. But we as human beings have that beautiful gift of choice. We have so many gifts. We have the gifts of music, the gift of singing. We have the gift of hearing, and we have that gift of choice. And that brings me to today's talk, The Two Wolves. It's a Cherokee parable, and it goes a little bit like this. An old Cherokee was teaching his young grandson one of life's most important lessons. He told the young boy the following parable. There is a fight going on inside each of us. It is a terrible fight between two wolves, he said. One wolf is evil. He is anger, rage, envy, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, resentment, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. The second wolf is good. He is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, empathy, truth, compassion, and faith. Well, the grandson thought about this for a moment. Then he asked his grandfather, well, with this fight, which wolf wins this fight? The grandfather simply replied, the one you feed. The one you feed. Now, for the sake of the talk, I'm going to substitute evil for fear and good for love. So there is in the book of John, chapter 4, verses 18 through 19, we read this verse that says, there is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear is tormenting. He who fears is not perfect in love. Interesting, in that line, love is mentioned three times, perfect is mentioned twice. Now, I know, people say, Eugene, no one can be perfect. And there's no such thing as perfect. Nothing can be perfect. But when we look at the definitions of perfect, I love definitions. I love the dictionary. The definition of perfect is pure, total, complete, absolute, unequivocal. Pure, total, complete, absolute, and unequivocal. So when we talk about perfect love, we are talking about a love that is so absolute that there's nothing else. It's unequivocal. There's nothing else. We are talking about a love that is so pure, a love that is so total, a love that is so complete that it's just, I love unequivocal. That means that there's no doubt. So love doubts nothing. So that's what we're talking about today, right? The choice between fear and love. We can get with this or we can get with that. Old hip hop song from way back. So what I want to say is, let's not, because we have this choice, let's not feed into the fear. Let's not feed into the fear. You know, let's not feed into it, because fear comes up. It just does. It just does, right? There's this fear of I'm afraid that I won't get here on time because they have the roadblocks off, right? Blocked off, right? There's all this fear. And so we don't want to feed into it, because if we feed into the fear, and if we're not aware of it, fear will stop us. It will stop us from being who we are here to be. It'll keep us from shining our light. It'll keep people from playing their music the way that they play their music. It'll keep us from being that joy-filled person that we were created to be. Fear was not here for us to, fear is not here to stop us. Fear is for us to walk through. When we walk through fear, that's the definition of courage in action, right? Courage is feeling the fear and doing it anyway. Courage is, okay, I'm afraid to do this, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm walking through it. You know, so there's this saying, right? If your vision doesn't scare you, it's not big enough. Oh my God. I have a big vision, right? And who? And when this vision first came to me years ago, I am like, oh no, I'm not doing that. I'm scared to walk into this vision. But here's the thing: when we allow the fear to keep us from living the vision, the fear will push us until the vision pulls. The fear of the vision, the fear will push us, because the vision, it keeps doing this. Hello. Hello. And then what happens when we are not. Thank you, Spirit. When we are not heeding to the vision, Things start to happen in our lives that will have us start turning into the direction of the vision. Sometimes the body temple will start to deteriorate. Sometimes relationships will change, and it may look like a separation or a divorce, or maybe a relationship that's coming together that you never thought that would happen, because that's a part of the vision, right? So when that vision comes up and you feel a little fearful of the vision, know that you're on the right track. Know when you feel, oh no, I don't know about this, know that you're on the right track. Again, fear is not here to stop us. Fear is for us to take a look at whatever is up and then to walk through it. Now, there is a healthy fear, right? Fear is an emotion that allows us to know that there's danger around. Now, way back when mankind had to be afraid of lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. Right. Thank you, Jude. Oh, my. Right. We had to be, witness. We had to be really cognizant of what was going on around us. Otherwise, we might get eaten. Well, we don't have to worry about that kind of fear now. Right. So this fear that comes up sometimes, I'm not going to ask you to share, but by a show of hands, but don't share. But I want you to think about this. How many of us are afraid of speaking up because we're afraid? He raised two hands because, oh, you're just stretching. I see. Timing was very beautiful. Afraid of showing up because we're afraid of being judged. Now, I tell this story. That, many of you know that I've been writing in the Science of Mind magazine. I've been writing for the magazine since 2007 with the affirmations. I started writing the daily guides in 2008. And when I started writing the daily guides, there was a fear that came up. It's a great story, but I won't go through all that story. It's a great story, though. But what I'll get you to this part here where I was afraid to write. Because that little voice said, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are to write and touch lives around the world? Who? Nobody wants to hear what you have to say. Oh, my God. That fear had me stuck on stupid. Because it was stupid for me not to go through that fear until I did. Went and got some prayer work. Sidebar real fast, prayer works. Prayer works. Prayer works. You know, so contact a practitioner, write a prayer request, send an email in to prayer at columbiacsl.org, .com. Prayer works. That's what I base my life on, prayer and vision. Right. So we want to continue to walk through this fear. Now, I'm not saying that we should get rid of fear, right? Because some fear is good, but we want to be aware of what's going on here. Let me get to this here. When we allow ourselves to get snagged by fear, we lose our way. We experience regret. We experience envy. We experience resentment, self-pity, arrogance, rage, and a host of other things. Now, here's the thing, right? Fear causes us to lie, not only to others, but especially to ourselves. Check out this lie. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. What kind of BS is that? Belief system. Belief system, right? What kind of BS is that, right? So we are here to change the belief system. The Buddha said, to live according to the way is not easy or hard, but it is impossible for those who are fearful and lack commitment. But living the way is not easy or hard. But when we are in fear and when we are lacking commitment, it is almost impossible. This is one of the reasons why we want to get past fear. These are some of the effects of fear on the body. Chronic fear weakens our immune system and can cause cardiovascular damage, gastrointestinal problems such as ulcers, and irritable bowel syndrome. Fear can lead to accelerated aging, even premature death. My mother, bless her soul, man. My mother passed away maybe 15, 16 years ago. But my mother was a physical lesson to me of being scared stiff. My mother, to go from here to that chair would take her 2 minutes because she walked like this. Doctor says, I don't know what's wrong with your mother. She's as strong as an ox. There's nothing physically wrong. My mother was afraid of life. And she had been fearful for a long, 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 long time to the point where it affected her body. She was scared stiff. Fear can impair memory by damaging certain parts of the brain like the hippocampus. Fear keeps us from living our best lives. It blocks our light. Fear keeps us stuck. We do not need to feed into the energy of fear. Why? Because we have the choice. Have a blessed day, Rebecca. Fear is not there to stop us. Sometimes when the fear comes up, you get to ask the question, why are you here? What am I to learn? What am I to remember about myself? So instead of choosing fear because we have this great gift of fear, let's choose love.
Yes.
Yes. Hey, what happened to me? All of a sudden you went off. Come back. Please come back. Thank you. Like I need this. In the dialogue of the Savior, you see, there are so many books. Now, when we talk about Christianity and the Bible, there are so many books that are not in the New Testament. It is amazing. There's the Gospel of the Magdalene. There's the Gospel of Judas. There's so many. One of them is the Dialogue of the Savior. Judas asked Jesus, how do we find the way? Jesus answered, by developing love and compassion. By developing love and compassion. Love is why we are here. We are here to love. One of the things that I love about, you know, one of my businesses is an organization called Race Talk Revolution, Inc. And my co-host, Reverend Lane, and I do a weekly show. And it's a platform where we bring people together to talk about how do we heal this seeming separation, because that's all it is. If we have been miseducated to believe that we're separate, we have been miseducated to believe that, okay, they're better than I am, or I am better than they are. And here's the thing that I love about this is when we really look at it, folks, everybody wants the same thing. We all want the same thing. We all want great food. Thank you, Tom and Reggie. We had great food last night. You know, we all want to be in joy. We all want to live in comfortable houses. We all want to be loved. We all want to love. We all want to give. We really do. Because we are human beings. We are not human doings. We're not here to do. We are here to be. And this is the definition for me of knowing, right? You know, people say, but I know this. But the only way that we can really know is to be that which is known. Now I can, going back to the tree, I can read all about trees. It doesn't mean that I'm a tree, right? I can know all about trees. It doesn't make me a tree. We want to be. So knowing is being that which is known. So if we want to really know love, you see where I'm going here, right? If we really want to know love, then let's be love. Let's be love. Now, that could cause us to, no, that could be, what am I trying to say here? Being love, there it is, thank you, is really, is about accepting everyone and everything. Uh-oh. How do I accept that person who has committed a heinous crime? How do I accept a person whose political view is different from mine? How do I accept somebody who has tried to keep me down all of my life? How do I accept somebody who has kept me tangled in this marriage that has clipped my wings? How do I accept that? Oh, baby, I choose to love. See, because as the song said, love is the answer. And I want to add, no matter what the question is, love is the answer. So what we want to do is we want to choose love. We want to choose to be love. We want to love so brightly and so much that we, what love would do in all of the situations that I just said, how can I love someone who does this, that, or the other? When we start to love ourselves and start to accept what's going on, doesn't mean that what's going on is correct or right, but what we are doing is accepting it. And once we accept it, now we are in the place of loving it and loving ourselves through it. Because as we love ourselves through it, now that situation changes. Why? Because we have changed. We are no longer willing to stay in whatever situation that is not in harmony with the vision. Again, love is why we are here. The feelings of love trigger the release of dopamine. Here we go with the drugs. Okay, they're not drugs. Hormones. According to one researcher and mental health educator, Tanya J. Peterson, dopamine is part of our reward center. And when our brain produces dopamine in response to what we do, we feel good and want to do more of whatever it is that's making us feel so mentally healthy. That in turn leads to even more dopamine production. And we all want to feel good. Nobody wants to feel bad. So how do we feel good? Love. You have nobody to love? Look in the mirror. Ha, let's start there. My beautiful friend Ricky Byers has a song called Trust Love. Oh man, beautiful song. And in that line, in this first verse, no one ever loses when one trusts love. Love is something that will never fail. Love is the essence of the spirit that is known by always giving. Love always sees the truth beyond the appearance that we show it. Love judges not and love renews. Love is a healer. Love loves to love and it will keep on loving, for that is its holy way. So trust love. When we feed the wolf called love, we experience joy, we experience peace, we experience hope, we experience humility, we experience ourselves, we experience compassion, we experience joy. Man, we read in the Bhagavad Gita, and we hear Krishna say to Arjuna, those who find the way are those who have love and forgiveness in their hearts. So one of the greatest acts that we can give ourselves and others is forgiveness. Forgive to live. When we forgive others, we have set them free. Now, forgiveness doesn't say that whatever the act is okay. Forgiveness, what it does, it's not about the other person or the other thing at all. Forgiveness is about ourselves. It's a selfish act, selfish with a capital S. Forgiveness is a selfish act. That's for us. Forgiveness sets us free and lets us let go of the past hurt and resentments. Forgive. And when we forgive ourselves, self-forgiveness is an act of self-love. So we want to love. We want to love. We want to love and love big. And I'm going to close on this. Mark chapter 12, verses 29 through 31. And Yeshua said to him, the Pharisee was asking, what are the greatest commandments? And this is the answer. The first of all the commandments is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and you must love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your might. In other words, love God with everything that you have. This is the first commandment. I love the way this is put. And the second is like unto the first. If this is the first commandment, the second one is just like the first, and that is you must love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, love your neighbor the way you love you. So how much do you love you? So choose love. Fear is going to come up. Great. You get to ask the question in this situation, what would love do? What would love do? So if and when the fear tries to invade your mental space, stop, take a breath, and return to love. Let's pray. Let's pray together. And so I begin this word from a place of gratitude. I begin this word from a place of joy. I stand in this place of love, loving to speak the word, knowing that the word I speak is the word of love, because it is love that has created all that there is. In the beginning, love. And so I stand in recognition, recognizing that there is only one power, one presence, one life. And though it may be called by different names, sometimes it is known as God, sometimes it is known as Allah, sometimes it is known as Krishna or Vudun or Olodumare, I choose to call it love. For love so loved the world that it created everything. And so I recognize that in this moment, this one power, this one presence, this one life from which all things are created is forced, not forced, it is sourced by this beautiful power that I call love. And recognizing that love is all there is, I know that right where I am, God is, love is, peace is. And so as I recognize and acknowledge and accept that right where I am, God is, love is, peace is, I know this truth not only for myself, but I know it for each individualized expressions of the one sitting here at Columbia CSL and out there in the world of who are love streaming today. It is in my awareness of our oneness in God that I speak this word. I know that today we stand boldly in the willingness to choose love. in everything that we do. We have a situation come up. We go, no, I'm going to love myself through this. We have somebody that comes in and we put, and they push that button. They get on that last nerve. We go, thank you for bringing that up so that I may love my way through it, so that that is healed. And so we surround not only ourselves in love, we surround our friends, our families, our neighbors, our community. We surround the world in love, sending love to Ukraine, sending love everywhere around the world, because I know that in this moment right here, right now, love is what's being called. Called for today. Love is the answer, no matter what the question is. So for this, and for so much more than my eyes can see, my ears can hear, and these words can ever possibly convey, I am forever grateful and thankful. It is from this space of gratitude and thanksgiving that I now release this word into the beautiful and dynamic activity of love and law. I know that as this word is released into the law with unconditional love has no other choice. It cannot help itself. It must take these words and mold them and blend them and shape them and then send them unto us, not void or empty, but absolutely and completely fulfilled. And so fulfilled, we simply and lovingly allow it to be. Life is good all the time. And lovingly, we accept that this word is complete, because it is. And we anchor it by saying, and so it is. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.